Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi, Jasmine. How you doing, honey?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yourself?
This is a symptom. Yeah, I'm calling because I need to get some legal advice. I have a daughter that had married into an African man, and he act like he don't want to take care of his kids. And my daughter, she wants to put the burden on me. And I told her, I am 60 years old, and you should have not had no more kids, and he should not either. And I want to know grandparents' legal rights, because if I have to get custody of them, I don't neither want neither one of them to see these kids until they get their life together, both of them.
Right. So because you ended up calling a home care agency.
Okay.
I don't know if you know that.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
No, please. Good luck with your children, your grandchildren, okay? What you want to do is you want to call, try calling APS, Adult Protective Services. Let them know that there's a situation where you're, you're legally taking care of the kids. You want to know what are your legal rights as a grandmother, either through foster care, because you can obviously provide foster caring for them and get paid, or, you know, they can give
because
you a stipend.
Because I'm more home care now, you know what I mean? And this is crazy.
You're doing home
this
care
is
for
crazy. Home. Oh, I have. I do home care. You know, I am.
Oh, so
my
you're
own
an aide. Okay, you're an aide.
Yes,
that's doing home care.
Yeah, I've been
privately.
Doing it for 9 years. Yes, for 9 years.
And are you happy
now
with the services that they're giving you with the agency you're with? Because we are home care agency.
The agency
as well.
Is pretty cool. You know,
good.
And I've been with them for 9 years. So
you ended up calling a home care agency that pays the highest.
Ain't that crazy?
Yeah. What's your rate right now?
I am making $15 an hour.
15? What county? What county are you in? Let me see if I can beat that for you.
Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
And how many hours does the patient have?
He has 140 hours.
So 140. Are you his only caregiver or you're split in two?
No, my daughter and myself.
So how many hours do you do?
I do 80 hours.
80 hours. And how many is she doing?
And she did just the weekend.
So how many hours? So you only doing 80. So how are you getting a flat rate of 15, or are you getting time and a half?
No, I'm getting a flat rate of 15, which
see,
I really think I should be making more than that.
Yes, we pay overtime.
And
so
the
like,
thing about this is my client lives with me. That's the deep thing.
So that means you're doing
because
most of the
work. His apartment, the ceiling collapsed, so I didn't want to put him through that, and then that's my client. So then that's when I said, okay, let me cut in, because I was with him for so long, and he don't want to be, he didn't want to transfer over to another person. So I told him, I'll take him. Huh?
I don't blame him, yeah.
So what I can do for you,
I can offer you a rate. But I can pay you overtime as well. And every time you work through holidays, you're going to get paid overtime as
I work through holidays. I have not taken off since 9 years.
So you would be getting paid overtime on all those days that you work as well.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Would you like to submit a referral so that I can further assist you and see how we could get you guys more money? That I can help
can
you with
today. Right. I'm gonna call him, and I'm going to talk to him, and I'm going to ask him, how do you feel about me changing my agency over?
You don't need to.
All
I need is his information and yours, and we call the service coordinator. We will set everything over the phone. Everything is done over the phone for you. And you don't even have to tell the agency that you're with that you're planning on switching, because the state notifies them themselves. Only thing that the patient needs to know is what you're doing. You've got to let him know, hey, I found an agency that's willing to pay me more money. I'm transferring. So by the time the service coordinator calls him, because they're going to call him to approve the changes, then he could say yes to it. That's it. Everything is done over the phone. I could do that for you and your daughter and offer you the highest county rate and pay you both overtime.
Oh, okay. That sounds great.
Mm-hmm.
I would have to get his information.
Yep. So I'm going to give you my number. You're going to call me, and I'm going to tell you what I need, okay?
Okay.
So I'm just going to need his first and last name. Yep.
Can you, can I have my grand baby. Can you fax that over to me? My number is esimpsoneva@700@gmail.com.
You mean email it to you?
Yes.
What is it?
SimpsonEva@700@gmail.com.
Simpson. SimpsonPSON.
PSON, yes.
And the next name?
Simpson. Don't wake her up.
No, you said SimpsonEva?
Yes. SimpsonEva@700@gmail.com.
Eva is EVA?
Yes, Simpson.
All right, I'm going to send you the information that I need. And then you're going to talk, what's his name? What's the patient's name?
Donnie Waters.
Donnie, D-O-N-N-Y?
Yes, Waters.
And what's his date of birth?
I don't have it on me right now. I have to go
I'm
going to
email you what I need, okay? Also, I'm going to tell you to call APS, all right, which is the Adult Protective Services, and find out your legal rights as a grandma, all right?
Okay. All
and
right.
Your name
Thank
is Eva?
You so much. Yes, Eva.
My name
and
is
my
Jasmine.
Last name is... Okay, Jasmine.
With Family First Care. Okay, I'm gonna send you an email right now. All right.
Okay. And
all right,
do
you
have a card? You can send me the card as well. Cause...
What card?
Oh, you don't have a card. Okay, just send me your information.
All right. No worries, Miss Eva.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.